Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Balo hosts Sarah Maine on her ongoing journey of conscious confidence and gain timeless wisdom to unleash unparalleled confidence. A conscious confidence. Learn to ignite the living spark of wisdom, a new narrative for fulfillment contained in Sanskrit and the ancient, powerful, engaging, and fun conscious conversations to discover your own magnificent true self. Learn to dispel the fear shadow as Sarah provides essential knowledge about embracing change and the power of transformation. Get ready. Conscious Confidence starts now.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Confidence Radio. I'm Sarah Maine, creator and host of Conscious Confidence, a Timeless Wisdom. And today is a very special day, and I'm very excited because I've got a really wonderful guest called Kate McGuinness. And Kate is an amazing woman, and she's got an even more amazing story, I think. I don't want to say too much. I want to leave Kate to tell her own story. But needless to say, Kate has, by her own efforts, by her own desire, by her own will, and by her own dedication to herself, found her confidence, found a confidence that cannot be touched by external circumstances. And the story is impressive, inspiring, and absolutely amazing. So welcome, Kate.
Thank you very much, Sarah. I'm delighted to be here with you.
So you said, well, you refer to your confidence as when your confidence is in the ICU, and I thought that was a great title for the show. So tell us, you know, what happened to you? What happened to the confident you? Let's get straight into it.
Sure. Well, I think the important thing to recognize is the confident me had confidence based on the approval of other people and the recognition I received from other people. And the confidence I've now found is much more authentic. So let me talk a bit about the confidence I used to have and how that got lost.
Yeah, right. So before we get into that, you and I are both in the confidence business for obvious reasons. And Kate's the author of an amazing book. Tell us the title of your book.
It is Confidence Lost, Confidence Found: How to Reclaim the Unstoppable You.
So Kate's got a lot to say about confidence and certainly what she's discovered about it. And I've read her book, and it's an amazing book. And there's an amazing amount of useful, practical, inspiring information in there. It's inspiring. The story's inspiring. It's authentic. We can all relate to it. And it's practical. I love all the tools and the suggestions and things you can apply in your life to actually discover real confidence. And that's the business I'm in as well. So, Kate, what's your definition of confidence?
Oh, confidence is believing that you can generally accomplish what you set out to do. Not everything, but generally.
Right. Great. So tell us your story. What happened to that confident you? Give us the background.
The background is that, like most people, I worked hard in school. I went to law school. I did very well in law school. I went to a big law firm and did very well. I became a partner there. No, that was wonderful. And, of course, I had to collect a whole lot of gold stars all over in order to do that. And after becoming a partner, about 10 years later, serving as a partner, I was recruited by a big Fortune 200 company here in the U.S., one with a big profile, well-known. And that was, big gold star on that one. And all of that served to sort of inflate my ego, created this identity of a superstar woman lawyer. And that was all terrific until I suddenly, bam, got fired with no real warning. Two guys walked in my office one day and it was, all right, we're going to put out a press release before the market opens that you're no longer with us. So that was pretty bad. And eventually, after a lot of months of negotiation, I got a severance agreement, and my tax lawyer convinced me, have it come in annual installments. And I thought, okay. And the problem was the company that was paying me the annual installments went bankrupt. So lost my job, lost my identity. And what I had done with my severance agreement was I bought a ranch in California wine country. So I ended up losing my severance, losing my ranch, and even losing my horse. So all of those things really led to double hit to the confidence.
Right. So your confidence was completely bound up in that role, the things you owned, everything like that.
It was really, all of those are true. And I think probably the biggest thing was the approval and the praise and recognition I got from other people. So it was right. All external.
Yeah. Okay. And so at your lowest point then, what was the actual turning point? You know, the moment you kind of woke up from this despair where your confidence had been completely stripped away from you, essentially by external forces, what was that turning point where you thought, I can do something about this, I can do this?
Well, I think the most significant turning point actually was I was in a restorative yoga class.
Right.
And here I was supposed to be laying there on a prop, very relaxed, and my mind just kept going over all of the anger and loss that I had. And finally, it came to me, I was only hurting myself with that.
Right.
And that realization really helped me propel myself forward.
Just for the listeners, Kate, can you just reiterate, what was that moment that you, what did you realize in that moment that changed everything? What was that light bulb moment that you had?
Well, the light bulb occurred while I was laying in a restorative yoga class.
Yeah.
And instead of feeling calm and relaxed, I was turning over all of the anger and disappointment and loss that I felt. And finally, the realization came that I was only hurting myself by holding on to the anger.
Is that right? And how did you feel at that moment when you woke up to that fact?
I felt a sense of relief. Right. And relief.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Just that shift and realization can change the whole outlook, that turning point.
I could go forward.
Yeah. Okay. And so how did you then find the first step forward?
Well, I found the first step forward, I would say really, was through mindfulness meditation, of becoming aware of what was going on in my mind. And at that point, a lot of what was going on in my mind was quite negative, anger and self-criticism of, well, what I could have done differently, what I should have done differently. Mm. Through mindfulness meditation, I gradually became aware of the voices that were playing in my head, the criticisms that were saying, you should have done that. Who do you think you are?
Right.
And mindfulness helped me become to create that awareness.
Right. And so what was the very first step you took?
Well, I created awareness through mindfulness. I would say kind of at the same time as that, I was in the process of training to be an executive coach. And the coaching school that I studied at required students to study with one of their master coaches. And I had the great good fortune to be paired with a wonderful master coach. And she really helped me see what I was without, absent the approval of others, except my own approval. That was what mattered.
It's just a wonderful story when you consider the whole landscape of going from this stellar corporate career to having that all stripped away by no fault of your own and losing basically everything that really mattered to you in terms of your confidence and identity. And then to have that turning point and within, and then reawakening or awakening for the first time, I guess, to yourself and the power of yourself and the authenticity within yourself is amazing. It's a very, very inspiring story.
I think you and I, Sarah, as I'm familiar with your work, I think we both see the power of authenticity and knowing our own story and finding a way as we think through the things that have happened to us. Don't think of yourself as a victim. See yourself as the hero of your own story.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a personal decision. That's hence I like to always zero in on that moment where you wake up, because that's the turning point. That's when the light switch goes on. So in terms of just, you know, generally now, because we're going to go into what you've learned about confidence and what, and we'll talk about Kate's now coaches women, and she's got a book and she speaks and runs workshops and things. So we'll hear all about that after the break. But in terms of real authenticity, can you just briefly say, what have you discovered about real authenticity?
I think for real authenticity, you have to know your values so that you can act every day in a way that's consistent with your values. And if you're doing that, then you can become and are authentic.
Right. Fantastic. Okay, we're going to take a break now, and then when we come back, we're going to hear about Kate's confidence toolkit, because I'm excited. I want to hear from her what she's got in her toolkit and how we can use all these wonderful tools. So we'll be right back with Kate's confidence toolkit. Thanks.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Inspire. Create. Empower. Only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a holistic healing revolution? Subscribe to Burn Bright Today podcast with Jennifer Marcinelli on Transformation Talk Radio. Healing is about self-care and seeking help when you need it. The best investment you can make is in yourself and your body, mind, and spirit. One step at a time, you can burn bright and live a life you dream. For more information on how to heal from home, visit burnbrighttoday.com.
Your inspiration all day on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Conscious Confidence Radio and my very special guest, Kate McGuinness, and she's the author of Confidence Lost, Confidence Found. And welcome back, Kate.
Thanks very much.
And so now before the break, we got Kate's story about having her confidence completely stripped away. She had this stellar career, great success. And by no fault of her own, stripped away. And so Kate discovered the importance, the essential nature of authenticity, that connection with yourself, and to build her confidence out from there, grow her confidence from there. So, Kate, you told me about a Kate's Confidence Toolkit, which I love. So tell us about the toolkit. What's in it? How do we use the tools?
Well, I think there are several tools, positive tools, things that you can do to amplify the confidence that you have. And that would be things like authenticity, really getting in touch with who you are, your values, your story, assertiveness. There's another one. So in my book, I identify six of these tools that you can use to build up what you have. Then the book gets into the somewhat the hard going, which is removing the factors that you have in your consciousness that undercut your confidence. And by that, I mean things like perfectionism and inner criticism. And so once you've built the confidence up, you've reinforced what you have, and you can start to weed out these bad habits.
And how did you weed these bad habits out?
It was awareness. You know, we talked earlier in the show about mindfulness, and it's becoming aware. It's hearing those voices in your head.
Yeah. And once you have a sense of yourself, then you actually can recognize and hear these negative things for what they are. But when you don't have a connection with yourself, that moment of awakening to who you are, you think these negative things are you. So you need that space, that awareness. So important. Now, you in one of your tools or one section in your book is you talk about courage, lions, tigers, and bears, acting with courage. Can you say a little bit more about that? What have you discovered?
Sure. Well, basically, confidence is doing. It's doing something. You know?
Yep.
Believing that you can generally accomplish what you set out to do. So what are you going to do? So courage, there are many ways that you can build up courage. One of them is keeping a tally of your successes. What have you accomplished? You know, maybe some days for me, a success is just clearing the paper jam in my printer.
So that's entirely doable, practical things, and actually acknowledging yourself for achieving that.
Right. So knowing that you can succeed gives you courage to go on, and thinking about your history, where you have succeeded historically. And then too, you can think about role models, people that you admire, their courage and what they have done, and try and adopt that same attitude.
What about positive emotions? You talk about that, and that's a big theme for me as well. And I love this part in your book. You said our confidence can be summoned more easily when we are feeling satisfied, contented, and safe. It shrivels when we feel frustrated, fearful, or hurt. So what did you discover about the importance of positivity and positive emotions? And what are the ways you've discovered to be more positive?
Yeah, that's one of the things I like, Sarah, in talking to you, is how you and I both see things in that way so similarly. And yes, positive emotions, I think they pave the way to confidence. And again, awareness can be the tool to create them. So instead of thinking about positive emotions as, oh, wow, I got a huge bonus, or I got a big engagement ring, there are positive emotions waiting to be had every minute of the day if you can be aware. So if you see a beautiful flower, if you see a baby smiling, if you have a great meal, those are all sources of positive emotions.
Yeah. Actually, the other day, I so concur with what you say. The other day I heard someone suggest that when you turn on a tap and fill a glass of water, just be in awe of the engineering feat that's taken place to get that water to you in that glass in that moment. When you think of every single detail, it's just literally mind-blowing.
That's a great example.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. Okay, so you also talk about the growth mindset, and that's a big one for me too. I think this is fabulous. Let's unpack that a bit. What do you understand of the growth mindset? What is this?
The growth mindset is let's start with, there are two mindsets, the growth mindset and the fixed mindset. And if you have a growth mindset, you believe that you can generally accomplish what you set out to do with effort. It may not come automatically. And the fixed mindset is, well, I can't do it, so I'll never be able to do it. Right. So, you know, I can't lose weight. I can't learn how to make the perfect tennis serve. And that's sort of traps that you have with the fixed mindset. And I think with the growth mindset, if you can say, I haven't learned to do it yet, the word yet can be very powerful.
Yeah. It always leaves that possibility and potential there on the table. Yeah.
Exactly.
So what would you say in all of this was one of the biggest hurdles or challenges that you had to overcome?
I think to some extent, the biggest hurdle was perfectionism.
Right.
I have been plagued by perfectionism all my life. I was an attorney for many, many years, and you want to get your work perfect, because if you don't, you may hurt your client. And it has become easier to back off perfectionism now that I'm not practicing law, and the hurdles may be something like, well, is my eyeliner on perfectly?
Right. Okay. Yes, I think that's I really recognize that perfectionism, and I've had to work on that myself. But it is possible, because I think there's a light side and a dark side to perfectionism. You have high standards, you aim to always give your best, but it tips over into being so hard on yourself.
I think the important thing with perfectionism is to see what's the cost of it. So yes, it's hard on you. And sometimes it can be really hard on your family, in the sense of you're not getting home from the office because you're staying late to do a project perfectly.
Yeah. And so one thing I really loved in your chapter on connections, one of the key points you raise is a smile. And I've said that to my own coaching clients, and they look at me like I'm just putting a Band-Aid on something. But if you understand the actual energy and power of a smile from the inside, it's quite transformative. So talk to me about smile.
Well, smiles, yes, are very powerful. And part of what makes them so powerful is what we have inside our brain, which are mirror neurons. You know, our brain is filled with specialized cells that are neurons. And nature has magnificently, brilliantly endowed us with neurons that if we see someone do something like yawn, then we are going to mirror that behavior. And if we see someone smile, the chances are we will mirror that. And by smiling, you may get a smile in return from someone when you've triggered their mirror neurons unknowingly.
Right. It's incredible. It's really amazing. So just the simple smile is a step in growing real authenticity and confidence and living a better life and living a better you. You know, just the power of a smile. It's amazing. So what's something that's unexpected that's come from this journey?
Oh, my gosh. I would say that perhaps most unexpected would be that I have one child, and he is a 31-year-old guy who's been quite independent. And I think as I've grown, as I've gotten more comfortable in my skin, it's enabled me to have a deeper, easier relationship with him.
Right. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. And what would you, if you go back now, what would you say to your younger self now?
Oh, I would say, don't try so hard to collect stars. The approval of others can be important, but you basically have to satisfy yourself and value yourself.
Right. So what's next for you, Kate?
Well, what's next for me is I'm actually thinking about writing another book. I love writing. And so that's a pleasure for me to think about sitting down behind my computer and getting my hands on the keyboard.
Wonderful. And what would you leave as a final message to everyone?
Oh, the final message I would leave is to be kind to yourself.
Beautiful. That's wonderful. I'm going to remember that today. And so how can people find out more about you, your work, how they can work with you, where they can get your book? Tell us everything.
Sure. I have a website, which is Kate, K-A-T-E, McGinnis.com. And so that's Guinness spelled like the Guinness Book of Records or the Guinness Stout. Just slap an MC in front of it. KateMcGinnis.com. You can get my book there. You can get it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, basically anywhere books are sold. You can get it in paperback or in digital form. And there's also an audiobook, which I recorded.
Fabulous. Yeah. And I loved the audiobook, especially because I love hearing the author's voice. I feel connected to the material that way. So thank you, Kate. Thanks for coming on. It's just been wonderful to hear your story and all the wisdom and learning that you've discovered through the whole journey to coming back to yourself. Just remind everyone of the title of your book again.
Sure. It is Confidence Lost, Confidence Found, How to Reclaim the Unstoppable You.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Kate. Thanks so much for being on the show.
I enjoyed talking to you very much, Sarah.
And to finish off, we've got a little bit of Sanskrit, which is my first love. And it's the universal prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be free of disease. May all see what is uplifting. May no one suffer in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhina. Sarve Santu Niramaya. Sarve Bhadrarni Pashantu, Ma Kaschid Dukha Bhag Bhavet, Om Shanti, Shanti, Shantihi. Thanks for joining us and we'll see you again.
Thank you for listening to Conscious Confidence with Sarah Main. Join us next month on Transformation Talk Radio for more timeless wisdom with Sarah's exciting and innovative approach to living. Discover more joy, freedom, and step into your limitless potential. For more information on Sarah Main and her work, or to listen to past shows, visit sarahmain.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.